My uncontrollable movements called TD, tardive dyskinesia, felt embarrassing. I felt like disconnecting. I asked my doctor about treating my TD and learned about Ingrezza, a prescription medicine clinically proven for reducing TD in adults. That's always one capsule, once daily, and number one prescribed. People taking Ingrezza can stay on most mental health meds.
Ingrezza can cause depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions in patients with Huntington's disease. Call your doctor if you become depressed, have sudden behavior or mood changes, or suicidal thoughts. Don't take Ingrezza if allergic. Serious side effects may include allergic reactions like sudden, potentially fatal swelling and hives, sleepiness, the most common side effect, and heart rhythm problems. Know how Ingrezza affects you before operating a car or dangerous machinery. Report fever, stiff muscles, or problems thinking, as these might be life-threatening. Shaking, stiffness, drooling, and trouble with moving or balance may occur.
Take control by asking your doctor about Ingrezza.
Learn more at Ingrezza.com. That's Ingrezza.com.
This wasn't the adventure I had in mind when you said, let's rent a car in Italy.
Relax. GPS says we're on track.
Wait, does that sign say Switzerland?
No. We should be near Sicily.
Routing.
Want to actually enjoy your next trip, one that's completely mapped out? With Colette Small Group Explorations, you can. Our experts handle every detail, from great food to unique stays and local connections. Start your next adventure today. Visit GoColette.com. That's GoColette.com.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
On News Talk.
Now, why am I in a car park?
You're in a car park because, and this is where I have to get quite passionate, I do believe that Sligo has one of the prettiest town centres. You've just come down through it. So you've literally got a lake running into a river, running into the sea within half a mile. And so in this particular setting, amongst these beautiful old trees, is going to be a Fáil to Ireland funded, managed by Sligo County Council, 2.5 million civic plaza, which will be a partially covered year-round outdoor venue, which will have economic activity rippling out to all these hospitality businesses that you see here.
Where am I going to park my car?
We have 4,128 car parking spaces in Sligo.
So there's plenty of places for me to park my car. So what do you envisage? If you could look forward a year or two, what would be happening in this space?
Well, already our summer festival here, it was just moving pre-pandemic to 11 nights of entertainment. They're now going to move to 14 nights of entertainment, and the BID is one of the main sponsors along with the County Council. So if you look around here, the capacity per evening at an event is 4,800 this side of the river and about 2,500 to 3,000 that side of the river, who can all see the main stage on this side of the river.
And do the people on that side of the river have to pay, or do they get it for nothing?
Well, really interesting. In Sligo, we punch above our weight because per quarter we have 100 events across all types of music styles, drama, theatre, poetry. 80% of our events in Sligo are free, which is extraordinary.
So it doesn't matter which side of the river you're on. If you're early, you get to this side. If you're a bit later, you get to that side. And it's all free.
And most of our events are free. And even for our summer festival, because we like to have three generations of family coming back into town, so grannies, parents and grandkids, normal admission ranges between €3 and €5. So it's not an expensive night out.
How long do I have to wait before I come back and see the cultural quarter finished?
I would give us a year.
You do move fast, don't you?
Oh, no, very fast. We don't wait around.
Thank you very much for joining us, Gail McGibbon, who is CEO of The BID, and I can't wait to see the finished product.
Thank you very much.
Well, I'm just walking across the Hyde Bridge. It used to be known as the Victoria Bridge after Queen Victoria, but then once we got our freedom, it was renamed after Douglas Hyde. It's leads me on to a fabulous red brick building, and there's a woman I recognise standing outside. Susan O'Keefe, how are you?
I'm very well, Pat, and you're very welcome to Sligo and to the Yates building here in the heart of Sligo town.
So that's what this red brick building is. Now, you've abandoned journalism first and then politics.
Well, I see it as, you know, just a development of my career. I can be passionate about all kinds of things, and I'm passionate about how William Butler Yeats is a kind of a lost story in Ireland. And it's about bringing that story back and for people understanding better the contribution that he and his family made to Irish history. That's what I'm about here.
Now, I've espied a plaque on the wall, and it says Yeats Memorial Building, built in 1899. But there's a name up there, designed by Vincent Craig in the arts and crafts style.
Yes, so it was built here as the Belfast Banking Company.
Aha.
And the people who invited them to come here to Sligo were the Pollockson family. And W.B. Yeats's mother was Susan Pollockson. And they were big merchants and they were wealthy. They owned the port of Sligo. They owned the steamship company. They basically had a private bank. And so Vincent Craig was a very renowned architect in Northern Ireland, brother of William Craig, who many people will recall from history, first Prime Minister of Northern Ireland. Vincent loved the arts and crafts movement. So this is an original arts and crafts building, both outside and inside.
It so it's a mixture of the sandstone around the windows and over the door and red brick.
Correct. And then it had originally a copper dome, a beautiful copper dome on the roof. But I think someone who was repairing the roof maybe spotted the benefit of copper and whipped it out many moons ago. But inside, all the mahogany, all the beautiful tiles, all the stained glass, all still intact. And the bank manager lived here with his wife and his children. And
that's a nice little perk of the job.
That is a lovely
Can you
perk
show me inside,
job.
Susan?
I will, of course, show you inside.
So now the ambience changes, the sound changes
indeed.
As we're in the hallway of the building. So can we go further in?
We can, and this is just introducing you to the poetic mind of William Butler Yeats. And this is the starting point where Yeats himself talks about how his mind was always in chaos and how he worked really hard to make his own mind make sense. And I love this concept that he was on fire all the time and he had to work at bringing it into poetry for us to understand.
Well, as I enter, I'm reading, hands do what you are bid, bring the balloon of the mind that bellies and drags in the wind into its narrow shed.
Well, I think it's a point that most people don't know. The notion that your mind is like a balloon and it kind of expands and collapses and expands and collapses. And it's a very short, that's all the poem, that's all there is.
That's it.
And it sums up a lot to me about Yeats, and I think it introduces people to this concept of his poetic mind, which I'm glad we can show you inside.
Absolutely. And I know a lot is being done because I have the smell of fresh paint in my nostrils as we come across the threshold. And, oh, look at this fabulous room.
Well, I'm very glad you like it. I mean, this is the original banking hall. So all the old mahogany benches would have been here, all the workers lining up. The bank manager, of course, only had to come from over there for his breakfast and walk in here to go to work. He had his own office because, you know, it's such a distance to walk. And this went on as a bank until 1973. It became the Royal Bank and then Allied Irish Bank. And then they gave the use of the building to the Yeats Society effectively in perpetuity. And so this is our new exhibition. We've taken advantage of showing off the room, we hope, to its full extent, all the stained glass, the beautiful ceiling, and we have painted on the walls these images and quotes to begin to introduce the mind of Yeats to a world.
Fabulous. I'm reading and inspired by this. Each age unwinds what another age has wound, turning and turning in the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer.
Well, indeed, and I hope, I know, Pat, that you're an engineer at heart many moons ago, but you've never lost it. And this is our artistic installation of a double gyre, which was Yeats's great thing. Each age unwinds what another age has wound. And so it's turning there. We have a little motor on the top, and that turns. And we hope that people will begin to appreciate the complexity of Yeats's mind, but also the wonderful things that inspired him through his life.
Now, what goes on here, besides the exhibition to which I'm sure the public are invited, what else happens?
Well, we have a lot of poetry readings. We run an exhibition. We have an art gallery upstairs. We often have plays in here. We have music events in here. We have a wedding license and people have been married here. And it's a lovely space because it's just small enough if you want a small sort of discreet kind of wedding. And then, of course, we run the longest running literary summer school in the world. This is our 63rd year, uninterrupted. For a small town like Sligo with no red brick university, to achieve that, to have leading academics coming from around the world for that length of time, shows their understanding of the importance of Sligo in the story of William Butler Yeats. That's why they come.
It's extraordinary when you're approaching Sligo and you see Ben Bulben, and, you know, people would say, there's an awful lot of fuss made of Table Mountain. Why not so much fuss made of Ben Bulben?
Well, I suppose we're lucky. We kind of see it every day. And in fact, for me, it's a bellwether of how, what's going on. So on a beautiful, clear day, it's kind of misty and slightly lost. And then in the winter, of course, it's capped with snow. So you always know where you are in the world, in the weather, and the sort of sense of the day when you look at Benbulbin. I don't know. I guess we could do more. We can always do more. But certainly Yeats has made his contribution, having been buried under Bear Benbulbin's head, in his own words. And he's made his contribution to making that place famous. And I guess, in a way, it's a bit of a hidden gem, Sligo. It's so beautiful, so small, so compact. I've been living here now for 14 years, and it's just the most gorgeous place to be every day, even in the rain.
Susan O'Keefe, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Pat.
Well, I'm just back across the Markovitz Bridge on an e-bike, and I'm only kidding, I'm not breathless at all. It took no effort whatsoever. It's one of the council's provided e-bikes, and the man responsible is the senior executive engineer, Brian Flynn. Brian, hello.
Hello, Pat. Very pleased to meet you.
This is a new venture for Sligo Council, isn't it?
A new venture for Sligo County Council, Pat. We wanted to get people out of their cars and onto the streets on bicycles. In April of this year, the council invited expressions of interest from shared bike providers. And we're delighted to be able to say that Bolt are our preferred partner. And we now have 60 and soon to have 100 electric bikes available for the people of Sligo.
Now, I had to almost beg, borrow or steal a bike today because they were all out.
They're all out, Pat, and we had great difficulty, but we did manage to retrieve a bike for you, and delighted that you've had an opportunity to take a spin on it.
It's a sturdy machine. Its livery, I suppose, is, what would you call it, light green and black. It's got obviously a headlight at the front and a rear light at the back, and it's quite swift.
It's very, very swift, Pat. Takes a little bit of getting used to. Now, for now, we have a maximum speed limit of, or maximum speed of 22 kilometres an hour. As people get used to the bikes, we may increase that ever so slightly, but always conscious of safety in the urban environment.
Now, how many kilometres will I get out of a full charge?
On a full charge, approximately 60 kilometres. But before you hire the bike, when you download the Bolt app, it will tell you exactly what range is left in the bike. So you just need to be mindful of that when you're making your decision which bicycle to take.
Now, I was looking around to see where there are kind of stalls for the electric bikes to which they would be returned when you're finished. But you don't have stalls. You have a virtual parking space. Explain how that works.
Correct. So to make the scheme as efficient and effective as possible, we have provided about 40 virtual parking areas located all around Sligo and its environs. When you download the app again, the first thing you will see is a map of Sligo, and all of the parking areas are visible there. So you can pick up the bike in one location and drop it in another location of your choice.
Brian Flynn, Senior Executive Engineer with Sligo County Council. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pat.
Well, this is thirsty work here in Sligo, so I've made my way to a pub called Thomas Connolly, and I'm about to meet the owner of Thomas Connolly, whose name is?
Paul O'Donnell.
So you're not a Connolly?
I'm not a Connolly, no. Thomas Connolly, he acquired the premises back in 1890. That's the same year he became Mayor of Sligo, and Charles Stewart Parnell would have been down for the after party in Thomas Connolly's pub. But it's actually in the same family, four generations later, and I rent the property off the Nicholson family.
So, this is therefore one of the most eminent pubs in Sligo.
Yes, Sligo's oldest pub, one of the oldest pubs in the country, so it has great history.
It seems to be utterly original. I mean, this snug we're in is absolutely glorious.
Yeah, not a lot has changed since the early 1800s, which is great, only the bar staff really. Yeah. Traditional old bar, we don't serve food. It's a drinks-only bar, a wet pub. Yeah.
You also have an affinity with a distillery, I believe.
Yeah, our local Lochgill distillery, Atru. We collaborated with them in March of this year and released a single cask whiskey with them. Thomas Connolly, Sligo's oldest pub and Sligo's premier whiskey, Lochgill. So it was 330 odd bottles out of the cask, and yeah, it's going well. A 6-year-old single malt.
That is a handsome bottle. It really is. Aru, or change, in other words.
That's
called. I mean, there was a time when Irish whiskey dominated the American market, and then in Prohibition, it seems the Scots kept making it and getting it into America somehow, and the Irish stopped. So we're trying to reclaim our rightful place.
Yeah. Well, actually, only a number of years back, there was very few distillers in the country between Irish distillers and Bushmills and the Great Northern Distillery, but I think it's over 36 active distilleries now producing whiskey, which is great.
Well, I hope that Thomas Connolly is going to be here for many generations to come, and all the best of luck with all your endeavours here.
Very good. Thanks very much, Pat. We'll try and look after it.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
My uncontrollable movements called TD, tardive dyskinesia, felt embarrassing. I felt like disconnecting. I asked my doctor about treating my TD and learned about Ingrezza, a prescription medicine clinically proven for reducing TD in adults. That's always one capsule, once daily, and number one prescribed. People taking Ingrezza can stay on most mental health meds.
Ingrezza can cause depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions in patients with Huntington's disease. Call your doctor if you become depressed, have sudden behavior or mood changes, or suicidal thoughts. Don't take Ingrezza if allergic. Serious side effects may include allergic reactions like sudden, potentially fatal swelling and hives, sleepiness, the most common side effect, and heart rhythm problems. Know how Ingrezza affects you before operating a car or dangerous machinery. Report fever, stiff muscles, or problems thinking, as these might be life-threatening. Shaking, stiffness, drooling, and trouble with moving or balance may occur.
Take control by asking your doctor about Ingrezza.
Learn more at Ingrezza.com. That's Ingrezza.com.